This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, the lightweight power slap champion, the real deal himself, Robert Trujillo. Robert, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hey, thank you guys for having me, man.
Real deal, I got to ask you, because when we started talking about that we'd have you on today, people say, how did he get into the power slap, you know, part of sports? And I know for you, this is probably a way to get you also, you want to be a UFC fighter. So it's an avenue to get there. But how did you choose the power slap championship?
Man, honestly, it was kind of crazy. You know, when I first seen the, you know, the brochure for it, you know, they said Dana White's holding a slap contest. And and to me, even I was like, there's no way Dana's doing this. You know, I hadn't really had watched too much of it. I never really studied any of the slapping stuff, you know. And I was like, you know what, I just want to meet Dana, maybe get my foot in the door. So I tried out, and I ended up being pretty good at it. And I kind of just stuck with it. You know, I didn't know how much was going to come of it. You know, I was part of the very original group who went and tried out for this. And then they called us back, you know, like six, seven months later and said they're about to have a TV show through it. So it was just kind of crazy. You know, we're on a reality TV show. Now we're like going on all these big stages all over. And it's just the way it's growing is crazy.
So you won your first match in the championship against a guy from New Orleans, right? Jules Scott?
Yes, that was Power Slap 1. So we're on a TV show, and then Power Slap 1, yeah, I competed against Jules Scott. He's from here in New Orleans. And, I beat him by second round knockout.
So someone asked me to ask you this, and so I'm going to throw it to you. I think I know the answer. When you box MMA, you know, that's a thing. You don't know if you're going to get hit with hands or feet. But you know you're going to get hit with that slap. What's more dangerous for you? That power slap's coming at you one way or another. Now, in UFC or in MMA, you could get hit with either the hand or the foot, and that could come from nowhere. So what's worse for you?
Dude, honestly, you know, I think it's different for other people. But for me, honestly, I haven't got hit from a slap that's been devastating, you know, like, and you know, like I said, it's different for other people. Some of these guys are getting knocked out, you know, and usually I'm on the opposite end of that. I'm knocking these guys out, but I haven't got hit by a slap that's been devastating to me. Now, when I'm sparring, you know, even when I fight, when I'm sparring, like, I'm taking a lot bigger hits, you know, and, you know, I know there's been a lot of speculation. People are like, oh man, these guys are just, you know, they're just getting hit hard. And to me, I don't think it's as dangerous as boxing or MMA, because we're in boxing and MMA, of course, we have, you know, all the, you know, defensive techniques to defend it, get away from it, but we're still getting hit, you know, regardless. You're going to get hit. I don't care how good of a fighter you are, you're still going to get hit. And you just keep having to walk through those. And in power slap, you're getting hit three or five times, you know, it's nothing crazy. So I definitely think, you know, boxing and MMA is a lot more dangerous. But I will say I do get a little bit more nervous for power side, because I know when I fight, I know I could work my ass off to do everything in my power to defend myself. But in power side, you know, like, it's kind of up to God at that point.
Yeah, real deal. I wanted to hop in here and just ask you, because power slapping seems to really have taken off in recent years, and I think social media has a lot to do with it. You know, I've even seen power slapping videos on YouTube, and just guys that cover the sport, and they kind of review different competitions between all these athletes. I just want to get your thoughts on what role that YouTube and different social media platforms have played in this sport really, really taken off.
I think social media is huge, man. I think, you know, especially from, I feel like this is more entertainment than actually watching fights. I tell everyone it's like a home run derby for fighting. You know, like you watch a baseball home run derby, everyone's hitting home runs, and I feel like this is kind of the same thing for fighting. And social media has just been huge. You know, how much influencers, PowerSlap, you know, how much influencers come along. We got a ton of YouTubers. We got a ton of, you know, like, famous athletes, you know, people in movies and stuff like that. And I feel like that plays a huge role, you know, especially, like I said, it's like instant gratification. You get like this quick knockout, and that's going to blow up on social media. Like, if you get a long, boring fight that ends up in a grappling match, and like, it's not really, no one really cares. But yeah, social media has been huge to this, because, you know, like Dana said, and it's real numbers, like these numbers are like surpassing every single sport on views, you know, on these social medias like YouTube and Instagram and TikTok and stuff like that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Real deal, it's amazing what social media puts out, and that has been a big part, certainly, of the Power Slap region. So this coming Friday, and it's at 8 o'clock at the Xavier Convention Center, you defend that title against Dakota McGregor. I got to ask you, do you watch other matches of a guy like Dakota and say, I kind of know where I'm going to hit with this or not?
I somewhat do. I'll watch, like, you know, maybe a couple just to see like how he hits, and I'm like, okay. But in this type of sport, you know, I feel like it's good to study your opponent, but at the same time, I feel like I'm going to do the same thing regardless of who I'm going against. You know, some of them are different heights, so I'll just have to work on where I'm going to throw my hit. But in this sport, there's not really too much I can study that's going to help me do anything different, you know. And I feel like, you know, most of all, I feel like it all comes down to how good your chin is. And I said, you could put me against anyone, and I feel like I'm going to eat all their hits. So I just try to go there and do the same thing and be me every time.
Real deal, I can tell you. Man, I've seen you put some of these guys to sleepy by, so to speak, with those hits. But, man, I've also seen women involved. Man, you know, if you go out with a woman that's involved in power slap, you better watch yourself there, because if things get out of hand, you could be on the other end of that. You know what I mean?
Exactly, man. And that's what it is, you know.
These girls are tough, though. You know, I definitely love seeing that they brought women along. But like you said,
yes,
I hate to be those girls' boyfriends. You know, those girls are slapping harder than some of the guys.
What in training for this is there anything that you would do differently than training, let's say, if you're a UFC fighter, MMA, because that's more of a body shot, so to speak, if it's UFC or yeah. MMA. This is just pretty much, it's a headshot that you take.
Yeah, so I honestly do just do a lot of my MMA training, you know, just to, you know, keep my speed up, make my whole body strong, because what I tell everyone, even though it is just a slap, like, our whole body's going to war. Like, our body's keeping yeah. this up or throwing that hit. But the one thing I do different is I do a ton extra of neck workouts. Like, I do neck workouts every single day. And, like, that's what, you know, like, everyone talks about having a chin, but it's really how strong your neck is. If you have a strong neck, you know, nothing's going to really move you. So I worked out of my neck. I do different, like, few different, like, I actually linked with this lady back home. Shout out Hammer Forge Training Center. She's a D1 hammer thrower. So she's like, you know, throws discus and she throws hammer. She did that in college, and she's been showing me like a lot of the workouts that they would do to throw. And it's kind of like the same motion of me throwing a slap. So it's been like awesome for my game. You know, I feel like definitely a lot more explosive because it's different than throwing a punch. Like, when we throw a punch, we're moving our whole body. But in this, like, we have to stay planted right there and know how to generate power just from the ground up, you know? So it's definitely been a huge part of my game, is doing all those type of workouts.
And I know you sort of knew into it, but this is basically all over the world. It's traveling all over also. So it gives you an opportunity to see places you probably wouldn't be able to see before.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I know they had one event go to Saudi Arabia, Abu Dhabi. You know, we've been, like I said, been going all over. I'm in Vegas. Like, the last 3 years, I've probably been in Vegas like half my life, honestly.
Oh, and, wow, you know, okay. Awesome.
I love Vegas. You know, I'm always out there either coaching or competing. So I'm constantly like I'm out there like all the time. And, you know, now coming to New Orleans, this is my first time, you know, and it's definitely like, it's been awesome to see. You know, it's a whole different culture from what I'm used to. So it's been pretty amazing.
Well, if you're on a diet, this ain't good for you. I'm going to be mm-hmm. honest with you. They got way too many good restaurants here, real deal. I'm going to tell you right now.
Be careful, man. Dude, you don't have to tell me. I literally was just telling one of my friends, I was like, bro, I wish I was just coaching out here instead of competing, because I'm walking by and this food smells so good every single place we go. And I'm like, I can't eat any of this. I still got some weight to cut. So I definitely see what you mean, man. The food looks so amazing. I was able to have a couple of chicken sandwiches, you know, which is nice, you know, pretty healthy, high in protein. But I definitely can't wait until I could try some of the other stuff.
Well, Robert, wish you the best of luck. This coming Friday, you face Dakota McGregor. It's the lightweight power slap championship, and it's going to be held at Xavier Convocation Center. Tickets and information are available at powerslap.com or at AXS. Wish you the best of luck. And, man, we're looking to have you back on real soon, man. We appreciate your time and all the insights about the event.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys for having me. Like I said, I'm going to go put on an amazing performance and defend my bout, get another big knockout, and then I'd love to come back on and celebrate this win with you guys.
Thanks so much. We appreciate the real deal. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
All righty. Robert Trujillo, the real deal, man.
Pretty cool.
Power
nickname.
Slap champs. Charlie, are you thinking about maybe getting into that one day?
No. I think I'm going to be all right, Mike. But I will say, they do have like
just watch dating some of them gals.
Yeah, no, I know. But they have like the videos that I kind of brought up with Robert that go viral on social media of these gigantic dudes that are just knocking the hell out of each other. It's really, really impressive.
Yes, it is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.